and welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for the podcast. Today, we kick off the 2017 podcast season with the first of the New Year's podcast series. We're kicking off the sixth year already, if you can believe it, of these traditional interviews where we chat with some of the sponsors of our site about the year that was, in this case, 2016, and get their thoughts about the year that will be, in this case, 2017. We kick this year's podcast off in style, joined by Rick Reed, president of Tech Data Canada. Certainly one of the biggest stories of 2016, and likely to be one of the biggest stories of 2017 as well, is the acquisition of Avnet Technology Solutions by Tech Data, announced last fall and likely to be completed early this year. Rick offers his thoughts on what the combination will bring to the market, how they're focusing on keeping the business moving while also planning the integration, and offers some insights on exactly when we'll see the deal close. As well as that, Rick offers his thoughts on the distribution business in 2016 and 2017, which areas are working, where the opportunities are expanding, as well as his predictions and thoughts for the direction of 2017. So let's get right into it. My interview with Rick Reed. Rick, thanks for joining us once again.
My pleasure, as always.
I'm not sure where to start in a year looking back at Tech Data Canada in 2016. What could be the big story of the year?
Nothing comes to mind, Robert.
not even any acquisitions or anything like that. Of course,
no, nothing.
I was jest.
Funny. Yes. So do I.
I just, of course, without a doubt, the big year and one that that surprised us a great deal when it crossed our desks was the recently announced acquisition of Avnet Technology Solutions, which, of course, has not closed as we record this, but looks like it will soon. Rick, can I get your thoughts on both kind of the deal, what it will mean for Tech Data Canada, and where you see it going from here?
Absolutely. I'll start off by saying it's kind of ironic because a year ago, if you recall, you said to me, 2015, there really wasn't much memorable that happened in 2015, and then I went on to explain all the acquisitions that had happened in the solution provider community, and lo and behold, it was distribution's turn in 2016, at least this distributor.
Yeah.
Yes. Kind of an exciting time for sure. As you said a second ago, it hasn't closed yet. We're targeting a date somewhere around, ideally it would be February the 1st, which is the beginning of our fiscal year. Mm-hmm. And we are shooting for that kind of a date, but there's a lot of things that we can't control in the regulation approval process. So we'll be ready when they are, and we're hoping for that date, but worst case, it'll be sometime in the spring, likely before it happens. So we're certainly very, very excited about the go forward. We can't do a lot of person-to-person meetings and integration yet because we're still competitors. And until it's been approved, we can't have those sit-down sessions. But we have had a number of integration meetings, as you might expect, all supervised by the appropriate people. And it just every time we meet, it just gets more and more exciting. They are so much like us, the personalities and the type of people and companies that they operate. So it's going to be very pleasing when it finally does come together. And it's all about the data center, Robert. Our bread and butter has come from the longest time from the volume business, and that will continue to be a very strong focus for Tech Data going forward. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the kinds of businesses that we have, we're both public companies, so it's not a secret that as a $26 billion company, Tech Data was generating slightly over $300 million of operating income. And our friends from Avnet are about a third that size and generating the same amount of operating income. Mm. So when you combine those two companies together, we have a $35 billion company with generating a lot more operating income, and certainly from a percentage perspective, much more appealing to the analysts and the investors. And clearly our stock price has been indicative of that. If you've watched it at all from the time of the announcement back in September the 19th, we were hovering around the $65 mark. And just last week, we went over $90. So somebody likes the smell of the integration of both Avnet and Tech Data into one entity.
All right. So size, scale, focus on the data center should be an interesting story to check back in again over the course of the next year. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's no shortage of work and effort, but they all start off that way, as you well know. And it's all about systems and people. And, you know, we're paying close attention to both of those as we go forward to ensure that we haven't forgotten anything and anybody. But, you know, they have some great people, some very, very deep technical strengths, particularly around the data center, that we don't have. And, you know, we're anxious to onboard new vendors like NetApp and you know, the list is long. F5, Veeam, Commvault, Nutanix, Nimble, the list is quite long. And most of those vendors have reached out to us because they see not only the bigger entity of and opportunities within Canada, but that long, long tail, that long list of customers that Tech Data deals with in Canada that Avnet doesn't deal with are now new opportunities for some of those vendors, which is exciting for them and all of us.
All right. So aside from that sort of one big dominating story that broke, you know, in the early latter half of the year, what do you see as some of the other highlights and major developments, both for Tech Data Canada and for the Canadian Channel over the course of the last year?
I think it's been a very good year for most. We've had 11 out of 13 months in the last 13 months of year-over-year growth, so that's very healthy. You know, our focus areas, our strategic initiatives have started to pay dividends. We, as you know, jumped into the retail mobility business about 2 years ago, and it's now starting to pay nice dividends for Tech Data Canada. Our cloud business, it's still young and still small for everyone, and we're no different, but it's now starting to pay nice dividends, and we have a very sizable team focused on the distribution's role within the cloud in Canada. We're very pleased with that initiative. And just several other little initiatives that are now starting to pay dividends. But, you know, it's this traditional business that continues to do well for us. I told you last year, and you were surprised on how well we had done in the client product suite, and that hasn't changed this year. We had a very strong year with our friends from HPI and Lenovo and HP Print. We're very, very strong. Dell has been new to us and has grown very nicely. I think you recognize that we won the Dell Distributor of the Year award this year for Canada, which is a nice feather in our cap, and we appreciate it very much. Lots of hard work by both them and us, and it's, again, new to distribution and certainly as a result new to Tech Data, but doing very well with them. So that's all been very pleasing. And you know, our partnership with Cisco continues to thrive. It's been a very strong partner of Tech Data's over the years, and this year was no different. We had very strong year-over-year growth with Cisco. So those are the big guys, and you know, they continue to do well with those folks very well. HPE as well, and of course Microsoft, and very much so in the cloud environment, but continuing in the even in the hardware business, some great growth in that area. So we're very pleased. In fact, last week, I think you know, we had our COO up from Clearwater, Florida. Rich Hume came to visit the office and the people, and he was incredibly complimentary about our performance, not only this year, but the last 10 years and how we've been a bellwether for the corporation, and this year will be no different. We'll meet and yeah, we need to have a strong Q4, so make sure your listeners are aware that our fiscal year doesn't end to the end of January.
So Still got time to get your orders in.
Yeah, right on. Anything they can do to help us through the balance of our fiscal would be greatly appreciated, and we really do thank the people for all the support they've shown us through the calendar year. It's just been fantastic.
Great. You touched a little bit on kind of the feel that you've had from conversations with resellers earlier. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? How, you know, what are the conversations you're having? What are the solution providers talking to you about these days, and how has that sort of changed over the course of the year?
It started changing several years ago. I would say the focus is on managed services. Recurring revenues are a must, and the cloud lends itself well to that. So that there's a large focus with that. I would tell you as well, I continue to field calls from buyers and sellers in the reseller solution provider community. There are some that are for sale, and there's some that are buying. Mm-hmm. And it's we hear about it every month. Someone has decided to merge or be acquired or do an acquisition. So that's not going to change. That's a lot of the conversations I'm having as of late seem to be around that. But those that are wanting to stick it out and continue to grow are looking for new avenues of growth. And again, it's around managed services. It's generating recurring revenue, as I said, is very important to them and to any acquirer that might come their way in the future. And again, there's many, many resellers out there that continue to sell a lot of client devices and continue to do very well and will continue to for a while. That business, someone said many years ago that the PC was dead, but certainly have been proven wrong. And the innovations that are coming out in the client devices by the major vendors in that arena are very exciting, and people are continuing to upgrade, acquire, and replace. So there's a great future with that as far as we can see.
All right. To your mergers and acquisition point, I think we're about 2.5, maybe 3 years into a 5-year window that CompTIA was talking about a couple of years ago that was going to see – were they expected to see at least significant turnover in terms of sort of those that quote-unquote first generation of solution provider looking at exit strategies, whether that's succession planning or whether that's divestiture. It would seem like that's something that is, in fact, likely to keep going and perhaps even ramp from here.
Yeah, I would say so. There are a lot of folks in this business that have been at it as long as I have, I would say that, and are close to or my age, and they're looking for some exit strategies. So that's one group of resellers that are entertaining offers. The Canadian dollar versus the U.S. dollar is also attracting a lot of U.S. buyers into Canada right now. There's a lot of major large bars in the U.S. that are calling, looking for potential clients in Canada. And when you're dealing with 70-cent dollars, that makes it pretty attractive. So there's some of that certainly happening, and the bigger are getting bigger, and I don't think that's going to stop. And I don't know if it's a 5-year window or it's a window that will be going on indefinitely, but our industry is maturing. Distribution's maturing, the reseller community is maturing, and the day of just about anybody getting into the businesses, I think, is over. And it's nowadays it takes a lot of money to get in. You have to have a lot of certifications to stay in. And it takes some deep pockets to stay at it, and I think that's what's going to happen. That those with the deeper pockets are going to thrive, and you know, there's lots of room for the small folks as well to continue, but there'll be less of them going forward.
All right. As we shift towards kind of looking at 2017 and moving forward, I want to revisit the Avnet acquisition one more time from a little bit of a different lens. You've been through and driven and been involved in acquisitions in the past, obviously. Can you talk a little bit about what you do and what you think you need to do to keep the business going while that integration is ongoing? Because that can be certainly a challenge in many acquisitions.
Yeah, I would say that all the folks in Tech Data are running 100 miles an hour. The folks within Avnet are doing the same. So when you smash them together, there'll be duplication. There's no question about that. But in the near term, we'll all be running 100 miles an hour, doing our very, very best to make sure that the customers, the vendors, and the employees are well communicated with, that they understand exactly how, on day one, they're to conduct business with the new entity. And then as we progress from day one through day 30 and 90 and 180, will be nonstop communication. And for all intents and purposes, on day one, it will be business as usual. We're not taking our eye off the ball. We've created integration teams who have been set up who will take their eye off the day-to-day ball. But people like myself and Greg and others are very, very focused on continuing to make sure that we make our numbers, because we have a plan to make, and we're preparing our plan for fiscal 18, which begins February 1 of next year. And we're preparing our plan as though there is no Avnet, that nothing happened. We've got a plan, and we're going to kick it off, and we're going to come out guns a-blazing to ensure that we continue to make the plan as we've done in years gone by, and Avnet will be doing exactly the same thing, so that when we finally do come together, it'll just be a great exercise of integrating the two and expanding upon what hopefully 1 plus 1 will equal in excess of 2.
All right, perfect. Technology-wise or market-wise, business-wise, where are you placing bets? Where are you seeing bets being placed for 2017?
It's going to be a lot of business as usual. Our focus is clearly on the data center. It's the third platform, which we all are focused on now. And certainly the client server second platform is not dead by any means, but it's slowing down, and the focus and growth are on the third platform. So it's things like cloud and analytics and security. These areas are continuing to grow, and we'll be focused strongly on those. And there's no question that data center products, hybrid, hosted, will all be part of what we're focusing on as we go forward. The IT spend in Canada continues to grow. It's shifting a little bit in different areas. We have to make sure we shift with it and are in the areas that are our growth areas, and that's exactly one of the reasons why the acquisition of Avnet makes so much great sense, because that's where they have been focused, and that's where there's no better way for us to accelerate our attention to the third platform, to the data center, to places like Asia Pacific, to strengthen our presence in the Americas, than to acquire someplace like Avnet. We could have tried to do it organically, but those are slow, and by the time you get the wheels going, the market's moved. So this gives us an opportunity to get at the market while it's still hot.
All right. You've touched on solution provider mood in terms of ownership attitudes and that sort of thing a little bit earlier. I wonder if I could get your thoughts on mood in the channel in terms of what solution providers are talking to you about, what they're expecting for 2017 in terms of growth, or if there's any kind of hunkering down mentality.
No hunkering down at all. In fact, I said to you last year that we've been very fortunate, touch wood, that we have not lost a single solution provider customer in the last 12 months through any kind of poor business management or unfortunate demise of their business. So I would say there's no hunkering down. They're concerned about the transition from second to third platform and what roles they'll play. But in many cases, they've made those decisions already, and the investments are underway to make sure that they are able to benefit from the growth in the third platform, and they've started. Now, there are many who are looking at it and saying, hey, I might not grow, maybe I'll shrink, but there's business out there to be had, traditional business, in the same fashion as there had been for the last 20 years, and they're continuing to compete. It's not as easy as it used to be. There are some big folks out there that compete strongly and have a very strong business proposition with good price proposition, and those folks are tougher to compete with, but you just have to not necessarily batten down the hatches, but you just have to be a little more frugal in some of your spendings, and the business isn't as rich as it always was in the past. The vendors aren't quite as liberal with some of their MDF and rebate monies as they used to be, but in many cases, you just adjust the size of your business and continue to thrive.
All right, great. To wrap it up, you kind of got a shout out in earlier in terms of the 1 month left in the fiscal quarter and fiscal year for you guys. But anything else you'd like to leave as a parting shout out to the Canadian channel before we sign off here?
No, just as I always have done, they're not just customers. I would say our solution providers across the countries are friends. They're friends of Tech Data. They're personal friends of mine. And again, just want to say thank you for just another fantastic year. Thank you very much for sticking with us as we have gone through this acquisition and the announcements that have been daily with Avnet. But stay with us as we progress through the integration and the full coming together of the two parties, because it's going to be a very exciting time for not only us, but all the customers and vendors that are partnering with us.
All right, perfect. All the best for 2017, Rick.
Same to you, Robert. Thanks for all your ongoing support.
So there you have it. A look back at 2016, a look forward at 2017, directly from Rick Reed, President of Tech Data Canada. I'd like to thank Rick for joining us once again on the podcast, and thank Tech Data for its continuing sponsorship of ChannelBuzz.ca, which, of course, helps make all of this possible. Hey, we've got a packed lineup of podcasts for you over the next few weeks, and we'll be back 2 days from now, Thursday, January 5th, with Stefan Bockhop, Director of Channels for Lenovo Canada. It was an interesting year for Lenovo, and the ever-colorful Bockhop will expand upon his company's drive into the data center, as well as continuing strength in the computing client devices area. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.